learn all my lines and then practice my song, because I'm a community actor, tearing my hair out and doing it wrong, because I'm a community actor, forcing a smile through applauses and jeers. I haven't seen my wife in 3 years, because I'm a community actor.
Hello and welcome to episode number 54 of the Sounds of Knoxville Theater Podcast. This is the week of July 24th, 2013, and this is the show that's all about theater here in Knoxville and the surrounding counties. I'm your host, Barry Wallace. Thank you for joining me for this evening's show. There's a lot of things going on this week, this weekend in Knoxville Theater. You can reach me at soundsofknoxvilletheater@yahoo.com. That's the email address. And there's also the Facebook page at facebook.com/soundsofknoxvilletheater. I've been away for a couple of weeks. Appreciate you hanging in there. It's a busy time of year, lots of things going on. And so let's get right to it. Let's see what's going on here in this area this weekend for you to see in theater. We'll jump right to the productions and auditions.
What if so, my friends? You got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We've surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
The children, gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got
all
trouble.
Right, the Oak Ridge Playhouse. It's concluding its production of the Meredith Willson classic, The Music Man. And the final performances are this weekend, Friday and Saturday, July 26th and 27th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, July 29th at 2 p.m. Despite the fact he doesn't know a trombone from a treble clef or a bass drum from a pipe organ, fast-talking, traveling salesman Harold Hill arrives to con the good people of River City, Iowa, into buying instruments and uniforms for a boys' band that will supposedly save the town from moral decline. But his plans to skip town with the cash are foiled when he runs up against forthright Marion the librarian, whose own bill of sale captures his heart. Steve Fitzpatrick is Harold Hill, and Virginia Vow is Marion the Librarian, and they headline an extremely talented cast and a fabulous orchestra, if I do say so myself, that will keep you humming 76 trombones until the middle of next week. And goodness knows I have been for the past about month and a half. So please, come see The Music Man. Tickets are selling quickly, let me tell you. Music Man this weekend at the Oak Ridge Playhouse. The last performance is Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2. The Knoxville Children's Theater is presenting Heidi and the King, and it concludes its run this weekend as well at the new Knoxville Children's Theater. It's adapted and directed by Knoxville Children's Theater Managing Director Zach Allen. This modern update of the classic story is set not in the Swiss Alps, as you might think, but here in our own Great Smoky Mountains. Showtimes are Thursday and Friday, July 25th and 26th at 7 p.m., and Saturday, July 27th at 1 and 5 p.m. at their brand new theater on Churchwell Avenue in Knoxville. Orphaned at the age of 2, Heidi is shuffled from home to home until she eventually ends up in the log cabin of her grandpa, high up in the Great Smoky Mountains. Gradually, the gruff old hermit warms up to having a child in the cabin and shares with her the glory of the Smokies. It seems Heidi has finally found a home until her cruel Aunt Dee Dee arrives to whisk her away to the big city of Nashville. Well, Dee Dee is singing backup for the King, and we all know who the King is, and Heidi finds herself being the paid companion of a sweet young invalid girl, Claire Suskin. How Heidi brings everyone back to the mountain is an amazing journey full of faith, hope, humor, and adventure. Well, the tickets are $12 per person, and with KCT's continuing special adult and child combination rate of $10 per person, you can get in for 10 per person if an adult and a child enter together. So come out and see Heidi and the King. Rumor has it that there is a special cameo performance by the King himself in this performance, so you'll want to see that Thursday and Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 1 and 5. And also, the Knoxville Children's Theater is holding auditions this Monday, July 29th, for Disney's Mulan, the musical version of the famous animated feature. Auditions will take place from 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the theater at 109 East Churchwell Avenue. Auditioners should be prepared to sing 16 bars of a song from a musical play. Please bring your sheet music to the audition for an accompanist. And also, auditioners should prepare a short 1-minute monologue from a play or a novel. To make an audition appointment, you can send an email to Caroline King at caroline@childrenstheaterknoxville.com with your name, your age, your gender, and which appointment time that you prefer. So auditions for Mulan, animated feature from Disney, on the stage at the Knoxville Children's Theater. That audition is Monday the 29th from 3 to 6:30 p.m. The Encore Theatrical Company in Morristown, Tennessee, Les Miserables, is continuing its run this weekend with shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, July 25th through 27th at 8 p.m. and Sunday, July 28th at 2 p.m. The performances are at Walter State Community College in Morristown, Tennessee, and the production is also a collaboration between Encore and Walter State Community College. Tickets are $20 for adults, $17 for seniors, and $12 for students. Set against the backdrop of 19th century France, Les Miserables tells an enthralling story of broken dreams and unrequited love, passion, sacrifice, and redemption, a timeless testament to the survival of the human spirit. Les Mis concludes its run next weekend on August the 4th. So that's Les Miserables Encore Theatrical Company in Morristown from Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 2. Maryville Youth Theater is having auditions for Little Women. They will be held Thursday, July 25th from 5 to 7 p.m. at 903 McCammon Avenue in Maryville. The performance will be at the 2013 Tennessee Theater Association Conference in October, and it will be only one act of that show. And there is no charge for participating in this production. And as if that weren't enough, on the same day, they are also having show choir auditions for their new show choir Maryville Youth Theater is presenting. And you can email them at maryvilleyouththeater@gmail.com to set up an audition time or for more information. So Little Women, Thursday, July 25th, auditions for Maryville Youth Theater. And also at the same time and date will be their show choir auditions. And I'll have a little bit more here in a little bit about the 2013 Tennessee Theater Association Conference coming up in October. We'll talk more about that here in a second. Moving on, Tennessee Stage Company. Yeah, it's that time of year again. Shakespeare in the Square is back, and it's more Bardy than ever. Okay, I made that up. Don't blame them. That was me. This week, you can see William Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, Thursday and Saturday nights, July 25th and 27th, at 7 p.m. on Market Square in downtown Knoxville. And on the other alternating nights, you can see Richard III on Friday and Sunday nights, July 26th and 28th at 7 p.m. Performances continue on alternating Thursdays through Sunday nights through August 11th. So, all right, let's get this straight. Thursday night is 12th night. Friday night is Richard III. Saturday night is 12th night. Sunday night is Richard III. Okay, got it? Good. Tickets are free, so what excuse do you have? Come down to Market Square, grab some food, bring a lawn chair, and enjoy some fantastic Shakespeare performances from the Tennessee Stage Company. And hey, that will do it for our productions and auditions this week. Looks like we've come to the end of another one, but before we go, I want to say a couple of things before we get out of here. First of all, a big shout out and thank you to Dan Cragen. You may have noticed at the very beginning of the show, we have a new theme song. Trying it out for a while. Dan Cragen, some of you may know Dan. He was he's a good friend of mine, has been for a long, long time, and he used to live in the Knoxville area and perform and work in theater, and he has subsequently moved to, as they call it, the Left Coast. He is working in theater there, and he consented kindly to write and record a theme song, an original theme song for the podcast, and is entitled Community Actor. So shout out and big thank you to Dan Cragen. for that, and I hope you enjoy it, and we'll play a little bit more of it as we get out after the show is over today and subsequent weeks. So there's that. It's a great song. He's a fantastic talent, and I really appreciate him doing that for me. The other thing is I want to talk a little bit about the Tennessee Theater Association Conference. Conference is in October, at the end of October, the 23rd through the 27th, I believe, at the Clayton Center in Maryville, Tennessee. In fact, they are having their own theater festival that was next weekend, and I'll have a little bit about that next week's podcast for the Clayton Center's Community Theater Festival. But we're only having, Tennessee Theater Association is having their own in October, and Maryville Youth Theater has already decided to come, and I would like to just give a personal invitation to the theaters in the Knoxville area, community theaters especially, also youth theaters as well, to come and be a part of the festivals that we have there. I'm the community theater chair for TTA, and I have been for several years, and would love to get more East Tennessee theaters involved in TTA, both as a performing venue in the festivals that we do. Every year we have a community theater competition so people can bring shows and perform for everybody else and get a chance, hopefully, to move on to the SETC competition. And this year is in Mobile, Alabama, actually next year in March, is where that next leg of the competition will be. But this year is in October, we'll have the competition, and I would like to invite everyone who is interested to come and be a part of that. It's at the Clayton Center in Maryville. It's a very short drive from pretty much anywhere in this area. Fantastic venue. If you've never been there, you need to go visit it. It's a beautiful theater. So if you're listening to this podcast and you are involved in a community theater in this area, please talk to your artistic directors, your managing directors, your board of directors. Mention that that you might be interested in, others might be interested in bringing a play for competition. I think that's really not been part of the culture around this area for a long time, at least. And would love to see it get back into a regular thing. We have so many theaters in this area and so many people involved, and I think it's a great way to see other people from around the state and be introduced to other types of theater. So I would like to extend that invitation to anybody who is involved in theater to do that. And you can always get in touch with me through this podcast, or they can get in touch with me at BarryWallace@yahoo.com. That's my personal address. So just get an idea of anything you might want to do. The show has to be an hour long, so you can take an existing play, an existing short musical, cut it to an hour. Of course, you have to get permission to do so. All the explanation is on the website at tn-theater.com. That's a Tennessee Theater Association's website. Take a look at that if you're interested, and bring a show. We'd love to have you. So there's that coming up in October. So looks like that's it. Thank you for joining me this week. You can go to iTunes and subscribe to the podcast there. Go to the there's a link on the blog where you are probably listening at this moment, or you can go to iTunes and search for Sounds of Knoxville Theater and subscribe right there. Be sure to leave a comment or a rating on there. I would love to see a rating or a comment about how you like Sounds of Knoxville Theater on iTunes. It's also now on Stitcher Radio. You can get it the same way there. Search for Sounds of Knoxville Theater. Subscribe. You can listen to it on your iPhone, on your Android. Listen to it on your iPad. Plug it into the car. Take it around with you. Listen to it at work. You'll have a great time. I promise. Again, the email address is soundsofknoxvilletheater@yahoo.com. Send me an email with suggestions for future shows, or just a comment about how you like this week's show. Of course, the website is knoxvilletheater.blogspot.com, facebook.com/soundsofknoxvilletheater, and of course, Twitter as SOKT Podcast. Hope you have a great week. Enjoy the theater offerings this weekend. Go see a show. Have a great time. Enjoy yourself, and just keep heading on toward that second star to the right and straight on till morning. See you next week.
Rushing to get to the green room on time because I'm a community actor. Director just cut out my one spoken line. You see, I'm a community actor. Throw some food at the kids and then off to rehearse. It's driving me batty. but what could be worse than not being a community actor?